Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer. Reverend Kirsi Lewitz, unapologetically open, by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Reverend Kirsi Lewitz shares how his faith, family, and friends pulled him through the toughest time of prostate cancer. 76-year-old Reverend Kirsi Lewitz lives in Randburg, Gauteng, with his wife Christine. They have two children and three grandchildren. Regular checkups. I firmly believe that taking care of my physical health is essential. In 1978, I made a promise to myself and the Lord to visit my doctor every 6 months for regular checkups. During these visits, my PSA count was consistently normal until the results from March 2023 showed an unexpectedly high reading of 10.05. My urologist recommended a biopsy to determine the cause. 10 days later, in April, I was told that I had prostate cancer. I didn't experience any symptoms or notice anything unusual prior. It was the regular tests that detected the issue, allowing me to address it early on. If I hadn't been consistent, the consequences could have been far more severe. Choosing a treatment path. Two treatment options were proposed: surgery or brachytherapy with external radiation. Both were discussed in detail, and after careful consideration, I decided on the latter, which both my urologist and oncologist were satisfied with. I first underwent brachytherapy, then 5 weeks of external radiation therapy. I received excellent care during treatment, which was carried out in a competent manner. I must commend my urologist and oncologist for their exceptional care and outstanding professionalism. Both are truly fantastic. I thank the Lord that He used them as instruments to guide me through treatment and bring healing from a serious disease. The treatments resulted in the following side effects: frequent urination, fatigue, bloating, bleeding, and increased bowel movements. Fortunately, most have resolved, and my overall health is improving daily. Thankfully, none of the side effects prevented me from going on with my daily activities, as well as my sermons on Sundays. Tremendous support from congregations. I was overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from all the congregations where I preach every Sunday. The collective prayers and support of my faith communities carried me through the toughest times, making it unnecessary for me to join a formal support group. Additionally, countless fellow believers from all over the country showered me with their love and prayers, offering a lifeline of hope and comfort during those difficult days. My family showed me unwavering love and support, which I will be forever grateful for. Without their encouragement, guidance, and care, my journey would have been much more difficult. I thank my Lord every day for the wonderful family He gave to me. My wife, children, and grandchildren are a constant reminder of His goodness and provision in my life. Unapologetically open. I am unapologetically open about my experience, and I seize every chance to share with men that taking care of their health is crucial. Don't wait until it's too late. Schedule regular checkups and prioritize your health. If you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, remember that it's not a death sentence. Have faith that God will guide you every step of the way. As you walk this journey, surround yourself with loved ones who are praying for you and offering support. Through it all, know that God is using your medical team to bring about healing and restoration, a reminder that He is always working alongside you. This is what I did, and God healed me completely. I'm free from cancer. This episode was brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support.